Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask all those who are able to please rise. Uncover your heads and turn towards the flag with your right hand over your heart for tonight's rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. Fans of the spirit of patriotism, we invite you all to sing along tonight. However, out of respect for our performers, veterans, and especially those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service of our great nation, we ask everyone in attendance to please display traditional reverence while the anthem is being sung. Performing this evening, please welcome Jones Blackhurst Elementary. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
From Las Vegas Ballpark in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, it is time for game number 3 of 6 between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Athletics. Hope you're having a great Thursday night so far, everybody. Garrett Green with you here at Las Vegas Ballpark with the Space Cowboys interplay today, 7-10 on the season. They're currently 4 games back of Oklahoma City in their division and 5 games back of Las Vegas, who comes into today with the best record in the PCL. They're 12-5 to begin the season. They have a 1-game lead over Oklahoma City for the best record in the Pacific Coast League. Space Cowboys lost a tough one last night. They got out to a 1-0 lead in the second, but then Las Vegas scored in bunches in the second, fourth, fifth, and sixth to take a 7-1 lead. Space Cowboys did get a 3-run homer from Shea Whitcomb in the top of the seventh to cut it to just a 3-run deficit. However, Las Vegas added on 5 more in the eighth as they ultimately topped Sugarland 12-4. Space Cowboys also lost on Tuesday afternoon in come-from-behind walk-off fashion against the Aviators. So Space Cowboys looking for their first win of this road trip. Meanwhile, the Aviators looking to put themselves in the driver's seat to secure at least a series split against Sugarland. Let's go ahead and meet the starting lineups for tonight, beginning with the visiting Space Cowboys and the lineup that reigning Pacific Coast League Manager of the Year, Mickey Storey, has put together. Leading off tonight is the designated hitter, Cesar Salazar. Shea Whitcomb follows him at first, and Luis Guillorme, the third baseman, hits third. Jacob Melton is the cleanup man. He's in right field tonight, followed by Bryce Matthews, who homered in last night's game. He is at second. The left fielder is Tommy Sacco Jr. He'll bat seventh. In the eighth spot is the shortstop, Jesus Bastidas. Joe Hudson follows him, catching and rounding it all out is the center fielder, Kennedy Corona. On the bump tonight for the Space Cowboys, they will turn to the right-hander, A.J. Blueball. As for the Aviators, here is what their starting nine looks like tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Alejo Lopez. Nick Kurtz, a night off from the field, he's the designated hitter tonight, and he will bat second. Brett Harris is the third baseman. He will bat in the three spot this evening, and C.J. Alexander over at first is the cleanup man. Logan Davidson bats fifth. He's the shortstop. The right fielder is Colby Thomas. He will bat sixth. In the seventh spot is the left fielder, Carlos Cortez. Cooper Bowman, who tripled a couple of times last night, is batting eighth at second. And rounding it all out for the Aviators this evening is the catcher, Willie MacGyver. On the bump this evening for the Aviators is the 6'4", 220-pound right-hander, Gunnar Hoglund. Hoglund coming into tonight currently sits at 0-1, but a 3.45 ERA on the young season. He's going to be making his fourth outing of the year. Last time out for him was on Friday night in El Paso against the Chihuahuas. He went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, ended up striking out 5, and did not walk anybody in an outing in which he threw 89 pitches. Space Cowboys are once again in their gray jersey tops today with gray pants. They have on the navy caps. As for the Aviators, third day, third different jersey. They are in their special Oha jerseys, which are kind of a Hawaiian-themed jersey, Las Vegas, in pink lettering across the front. They have the facade of a lei in yellow around the edges. They are various blues and greens for the jerseys, white pants, and the bright orange caps. So here is Cesar Salazar leading off for Sugarland. Right-hander Gunnar Hoglund, chest high set, and winds home the first pitch. And Salazar takes high and away, and we're off and running at 6:37 p.m. Pacific time here in Las Vegas. Thrilled you are with us tonight. The set by the right-hander Hoglund, and the 1-0 to Salazar. And that has taken a little high and outside with a fastball at 93. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, we asked Salazar about it today at batting practice. This is the first game that he has ever hit leadoff in his career. Ahead on the count, 2-0 the pitch. And he drives this one into center. That sends back Lopez, and it is over the fence and gone. Leadoff hitter Cesar Salazar takes the third pitch of the game just to the right of straightaway center, and the Space Cowboys have a 1-0 lead. He got an inner edge fastball and drove it out near the pool. Estimated distance on that 420 feet for the second home run of the season for Salazar. He's hit 2 here in this series. Now it's Shea Whitcomb, and the first pitch he swings and fouls it back for strike number 1. First leadoff home run for the Space Cowboys this season. Now what a way to get it done for Salazar. Next offer, and Whitcomb takes a fastball that is a shade low. And so the count, 1-1 to Whitcomb. Well, Shea hitting .215 this year with a .311 on base percentage, but he's riding a 10-game on base streak entering today. 1-1, he swings over a changeup, and the count goes to 1-2. 5 doubles, 4 homers, and 12 RBIs for Shea, as he will call time. Now, Whitcomb has homered in back-to-back games for the Space Cowboys. Obviously, he hit the homer in the 7th inning last night. Pitch on the way, and he takes down low. And so the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, for Sugarland, that is their first leadoff home run that they have hit this season, obviously. It's the first one since Greg Kessinger did it in September of last year. 2-2, Whitcomb fouls it off his foot, comes away with a little hobble, and he'll stay at 2-2. Now, Space Cowboys hit a grand total of 6 leadoff homers last year. Jesus Bastidas accounted for 4 of them. But Greg Kessinger, the last leadoff homer for Sugarland, that was at home against Tacoma, against Reno. That was before the postseason. It was back on September 11th. The 2-2 to Whitcomb. And Shea takes strike 3, called sinker at 94 at the bottom of the zone. So a nice at-bat by Whitcomb, but he ends up striking out looking. 1 gone in the inning, and it'll be Luis Guillorme. Defensively, this is how Las Vegas lines up tonight. Willie MacGyver is behind the plate. C.J. Alexander over at first. Cooper Bowman at second. Brett Harris is the third baseman. And Logan Davidson, who was in left last night, is at short this evening for the Aviators. First pitch to Guillorme, lashed up the middle, and to his right a step is Davidson. He's got it for out number 2. Outfield from left to right, Carlos Cortez, Alejo Lopez in center, and Colby Thomas is in right. 1-0 in favor of Sugarland here in the first inning, as Cesar Salazar hits a leadoff home run on the third pitch of the ball game from the righty Gunnar Hoglund. Melton in from the left side as the righty deals. And the first pitch, a little in, one ball and no strikes. Calling balls and strikes tonight is Ty Krause. David Arrieta is over at third this evening, and Denver Dangerfield rounds out our three-man umpiring crew. He's at first. Melton waiting patiently from the left side. Here's the 1-0. And again, a crossfire inside. Two balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-17 to start the year. All three of those hits have been for extra bases. He's doubled, and he has hit two home runs. Stare in by Hoglund in the 2-0. Foul back, it's 2-1. Now, Melton, though, has seen Hoglund before. Obviously, last year, Hoglund spent a chunk of his year in Double-A Midland in 9 at-bats against Hoglund. Melton is hitting .556, and he's homered off of him twice. Waits here with the bases empty and two outs. The 2-1 is shot the other way, but that'll slice out of play, foul down the left field line. And so the count even at 2-2 now to Melton. Melton in the game last night was the designated hitter. He went 0-for-4, struck out once, but put the ball in play the other three times up. Infield plays back, swung around for the lefty to pull. Even Harris is all the way back to the edge of the outfield grass at third base. 2-2. Melton flinches, holds up, and a challenge comes in here from the catcher, William MacGyver. So they're not even challenging whether or not Melton went around. It's whether that was a high strike, and it wasn't. It was a little inside on the ABS review. So Las Vegas has lost their first challenge of the night. So for the remainder of this game, they only have one left. Melton now in a full count with Matthews on deck. Right-hander Hoglund out of the full wide. Here's the 3-2. And Melton strikes out swinging, high heater at 94. However, Cesar Salazar knocks a leadoff homer. And we head to the bottom of the first inning at Sugarland 1. Las Vegas coming to bat next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys have a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the first inning, and Sugarland will turn to the right-hander tonight, A.J. Blueball. Blueball, 6'2", 195-pound right-hander, 24 years old, from Belleville, Ohio. Seventh-round pick by the Astros in 2022 out of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. First pitch is popped up by Alejo Lopez. Switch hitter batting from the left side. It's into the seats for strike number one. Third start of the season for Blue Ball, his fourth outing of the year. He's 1-1 with a 1.38 ERA. The 0-1 inside a touch. And so it goes to one ball and one strike to Lopez. Last time that we saw Blue Ball, he was throwing in relief on Saturday night of last week. The kick and the 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Appeal to third. No swing. David Arrieta says it's 2-1. Remember, Blue Ball ended up throwing in relief of Lance McCullers Jr. over the weekend and threw 4 one-hit innings for Sugarland. The 2-1. That's high with the fastball, and the count has gone to 3-1 now to Lopez. Gave up just one hit, walk two, and he struck out 8 in the ballgame for Sugarland, including striking out 7 of the last 9 men that he faced. Kicks in the 3-1, and Lopez skies it, not very deep into left. Coming on is Sacco at a jog. He'll get there and off his left hip make the catch for out number one. Defensively, this is how Sugarland lines up tonight. Joe Hudson is the catcher. Shea Whitcomb over at first. Bryce Matthews at second. Luis Guillorme at the hot corner. And Jesus Bastidas is at short. It's Tommy Sacco Jr. in left. Kennedy Corona in center. Jacob Melton roaming in right field tonight. So one gone, and Nick Kurtz, the designated hitter. Blue ball comes downhill. And the first pitch is a curveball that bounces in for ball number one. Well, scouting report on blue ball, four-seam fastball, cutter, changeup, sweeper, and a curveball. Right-hander last year went 12-4 with Sugarland with a 3.83 ERA, led the PCL in wins. 1-0. Kurtz can't check his swing. He goes around on a sweeper that might have been a strike anyway. And the count goes even at 1-1, and indeed it was. Now Kurtz hitting .348 this season, a .395 on base percentage in 16 games. He's got 13 extra base hits. Blue ball, though, 1-1. And Kurtz wipes and misses at an elevated fastball at 94, and it's 1-2. Kurtz with 6 doubles, 7 homers, and 22 RBIs. He did reach base 3 times last night, an infield single, a walk, and then a single that slid through the other way. He also struck out line to center and flied to right. 1-0 Space Cowboys in the first, 1 gone, and the 1-2 down in the dirt with a curve. But for Blue Ball, today is his third career outing against Las Vegas. Double dipped against the Aviators last year whenever we were in Las Vegas. It did not go particularly well for him. As the set and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball 97 from Blue Ball as he gets his first strikeout of the night. But we have seen this year, Blue Ball has been sitting anywhere from 93 to 94 with his fastball, but he has been able to ratchet it up when he really needs it. Two gone in the inning, and Brett Harris will be the batter. Well, Blue Ball had a weird situation on the Sunday when we were here last season that he was scheduled to start, and instead it was Misael Tamaras that started for him. So this pitch is down in the dirt to Harris for ball one. But then Blue Ball ended up throwing in relief that day. Space Cowboys would ultimately get walked off. It was their first 6-game series that they lost last year. 1-0. Driven in the air to the left center field gap. That's going to split it and head out to the 380 sign for Harris. He's rounding first and heading for second. He's not going to slow down. And now, after a wide turn and a good throw from the track in deep center field, that will hold Harris to a double, but it's his fourth two-bagger of the season. Now the fastball that just got left right over the middle of the plate. And Harris splits the gap between Corona and Sacco. And really fortunate there that he's not over at third base with a triple. 1-0 Space Cowboys. Sugarland led off with a home run by Cesar Salazar on the third pitch of the game. First offer to Alexander. He whiffs through a sweeper for strike one. Well, it is cooler here in Las Vegas today. It only got up to 70 degrees. It's 68 right now at first pitch under partially cloudy skies. The high tomorrow is only supposed to be around 60 here in Vegas. 0-1 inside with a fastball. Now the count goes even at 1-1 to C.J. Alexander. It is a breezy night tonight as the wind is really whipping out to right field. Anything in the air tonight is going to be a little bit of an adventure. Alexander, left-handed batter, waits the 1-1. And he He steps across the plate as a sweeper comes into him. It's 2-1. Right now, winds 19 miles an hour, but gusts north of 30 miles an hour at the moment. Palm trees, along with the flags that are out in right field, are swirling around. 2-1. And Alexander hits this one in the air. That's into the jet stream. Melton is back at the wall. He leaps, but it's into the bullpen. And it is, no, it is caught. Jacob Melton caught it. He went right up at the wall and made the catch. A.J. Blueball with his hands up in triumph as Melton goes up and steals it off the very top of the wall. The Space Cowboys bullpen celebrating as the catch is made. Nearly a go-ahead two-run homer, but instead, Blue Ball strands a man thanks to the excellent defense by Jacob Melton. We head to the second, 1-0 Space Cowboys on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
One nothing in favor of Sugarland as we start the second inning. A Jacob Melton home run robbery at the warning track keeps this a Sugarland advantage. And it's Bryce Matthews to lead it off. He takes a fastball high from Gunnar Hoagland. It's 1-0. Well, C.J. Alexander got a ball up into the jet stream, blowing out to right field tonight. And Melton, right in front of the Space Cowboys bullpen, made a leaping catch. 1-0 is down low. And it's two balls and no strikes. The next offer, and Matthews pops it up foul. So it's two balls and one strike to Matthews. But Melton, he made the catch right in front of the Space Cowboys bullpen. We were trying to see if it had gone over the wall or not as the 2-1. So a half-hearted swing and a miss by Matthews. It's even at 2-2 as he was out in front of a curveball. But the entire bullpen, which is in jackets tonight and sitting up on the bench they have, came out to celebrate that catch. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. Matthews waiting for the righty Hoagland. Long, deliberate stare in. Now with one on the pitch clock, the 2-2. And Matthews, did he catch a piece of it? He did, but it's caught cleanly by MacGyver. It's the third punch out of the night for Hoagland. He gets Matthews on a changeup.
The left fielder, number 14.
So the one out, it brings up Tommy Sacco Jr. A Hoagland, 25-year-old right-hander, was added to the Athletics 40-man this offseason to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. First offer to Sacco, a curveball misses high. It's 1-0. Tommy hitting 188 this year with a 235 on base percentage in 13 games. A double, a triple, two RBIs, and a run scored for Sacco. Switch hitter batting left and the 1-0. That curls over the top of the zone for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Sacco in the game last night, 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. Also stole a base and struck out once. The set and the 1-1. Taken down low with the fastball. Maybe a little inside as well, and it's 2-1 now to Sacco. Hoagland towards the third base side of the rubber. Glove up to his chest as he comes home. And a 2-1 dots the inner edge for a strike. But for Hoagland, was originally drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays in the first round of the 2021 draft. He was taken 19th overall by Toronto. The 2-2. Sacco strikes out swinging elevated fastball. So since giving up the leadoff homer to Cesar Salazar, Hoagland has struck out 4 of the 5 batters that he has faced. 2 gone in the inning, and Jesus Bastidas the batter. Hoagland was part of the return that the Athletics got whenever they traded Matt Chapman before the start of the 2022 season. He was one of 4 pieces that came back to Oakland. First offer to Bastidas is a little high with the fastball. It's 1-0. 1-0 Space Cowboys here in the top of the second inning, thanks to the leadoff homer by Cesar Salazar. The 1-0. Bastidas flinched. Did he go around? Appeal to first. No swing is the call by our first base umpire, Denver Dangerfield. And it's 2-0. Open stance from the right side as he waits the pitch. And Bastidas grounds this one deep in the hole. Backhanded at third by Harris. Up with it. Throw to first. Not in time. Bastidas legs it out. Bastidas able to run it out on a ball that Harris got right on the edge of the outfield dirt. Bang, bang at first, but Bastidas reaches on an infield single. And he'll bring up Joe Hudson. Take nothing away from the effort there by Harris. That's about as long of a throw as you have to make. Bastidas with decent speed as well. Wind continues to whip the flags out towards center field as Hudson waits the pitch. And he takes off the plate with a fastball at 92. It's 1-0. Now, the other pieces that the A's got back for Matt Chapman included the lefty Kirby Snead, the lefty Zach Loge, and Kevin Smith, a shortstop. 1-0. Wave and a miss on a curve. It's 1-1. Hoagland was certainly one of the prize prospects, and it shows you what kind of talent he had coming out of Ole Miss, that the Blue Jays took him 19th overall while he was recovering from Tommy John surgery. Pickoff throw to first and a dive back in by Bastidas. Jesus is a perfect 3-for-3 and steals in the early going. Then, when the Athletics acquired him, Hoagland was still recovering from Tommy John surgery. He had it in May of 2021 towards the back half of his junior year at Ole Miss. He didn't make his pro debut until halfway through the 2022 season. Bastidas off of first and the 1-1. And Hudson grounds this foul left side. He was out in front of a curveball. It's 1-2. Seventh game for Hudson. He's 1 for his first 16. He has walked 4 times for the Space Cowboys. 1-0 Sugarland over Las Vegas here in the top of the second inning. And Cesar Salazar leadoff homer, the only run so far. Extra step or two off of first for Bastidas. Starts and stops the 1-2, swung on and missed. And Hoagland works around an infield single to strike out the side in the top of the second. We move to the last of the second inning. It's the Space Cowboys 1 and the Aviators nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Last of the second innings, Space Cowboys 1-0 leaders over the Las Vegas Aviators. It'll be Logan Davidson, Colby Thomas, and Carlos Cortez, the 3-2 up against the right-hander A.J. Blueball, who, thanks to a great leaping catch by Jacob Melton, needed just 16 pitches to make it through the first inning. Switch hitter Davidson batting left, first offer to him. And that is a little high. One ball and no strikes to Davidson. Davidson comes into tonight riding a 10-game hit streak and a 12-game on-base streak. 1-0 from Blueball. It was grounded foul. Two hopper over on the first base side and bobbled over there by the first base coach, Kevin Kuzminoff. No harm, no foul, though, as he delivers it to a fan, and it's even at one ball and one strike to Davidson. Blueball deals home. Fastball outer corner missed at 93. Well, Davidson hitting .375 this year with a .524 on base percentage. Now, that is in 14 games, but it's an impressive start. 2-1. Driven in the air to left. This is trouble. Heading back on it is Sacco looking up, and it is off the wall. Corona has it on a hop. The throw into second is a little wide. Davidson has to settle for his second double of the year, but he is on to lead it off for the Aviators here in the second. Cutter down and in, and Davidson just shot it the opposite way, and it went about 12 feet up the 14-foot high wall out in left field. So given an 11-game hitting streak for Davidson and a 13-game on-base streak. And now it's Colby Thomas, the right fielder. Blueball delivers, and Thomas waves through a sweeper for strike number one. Thomas hitting .267 this year, .371 on base percentage in 16 games. Three doubles, a triple, three homers, and nine driven in. 0-1 popped in the air. That'll get into the seats, foul down the right side. Dusk starting to settle in here. Stadium lights starting to take effect. And well, well beyond right field and down into the valley, the Las Vegas Strip starts to light up. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got a 95 on the heater. Blueball gets his second strikeout of the night. And that strikeout is presented by Now and Forever, fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. The Blueball has two strikeouts tonight. Both of them have been on his heater. 1-0 Space Cowboys. Cesar Salazar, the DH tonight, led off the game with a homer. Logan Davidson on second after his double here in this second. Cutter misses into the left-handed batting Cortez. It's 1-0. The wind continuing to gust out to right field. Blue ball checks the runner. And the 1-0 hit on the ground. Out of the range for Whitcomb and into right field. Davidson's going to get the wave around third. A little bit of a slip grip for Melton. He won't have a throw home. Instead, it comes to the cutoff man, Whitcomb. And Carlos Cortez gets his seventh RBI of the year. It scores Davidson. And Las Vegas is tied it at one here in the bottom of the second inning.
The second baseman, number 9, Cooper
Bowman. Now the changeup that got left over the plate. Cortez bounced it into the ground, but it was out of the range of Whitcomb, and it turns into an RBI that ties the game. Now entering play today, Las Vegas, maybe the best hitting lineup in AAA. The pitch on the way, fastball strike right at the knees. Aviators were hitting 303 as a team entering today, with a 514 slug and a 902 OPS as a team. The 0-1 is driven in the air to left. Sacco and Corona converging. Corona calls for it. And in medium left center, he's got it for out number two. And it brings up Willie MacGyver. Of course, you do have to factor in that the Aviators have played all of their games at altitude. Tonight is already their 12th home game that they are playing in game number 18 of the season. The only road series that they played was when they went and played at El Paso last week. First offer, and that misses a little low and out for ball number one to MacGyver. Right-handed hitting catcher who we saw last year in his time with Albuquerque, he is hitting 361 in 10 games to start the year with the Aviators. Square at one here in the bottom of the second with two outs. Blue ball delivers. And he cuts the bottom of the zone with a sweeper for a strike. MacGyver, a couple of doubles and a triple. He has driven in five. Inning started with a double off the left field wall by Davidson. A strikeout of Thomas, and then Cortez singled in the run. Is fouled off at home and knocked the mask off of Joe Hudson. And might have also caught him in his arm a little bit or up near his shoulder. He comes away with a little bit of a hobble. And that caught him right underneath the mask and up near his chin. Right in the spot where there's a small gap in the armor that the catchers wear. It literally came in on a foul ball underneath the mask, but just above the chest protector on his shoulders. Kind of, if you can imagine, right where the exposed part of his neck might have been a little bit. Well, Hudson gets checked on by Take Ando, the athletic trainer for the Space Cowboys, and Mickey Story, but he's going to stay in the ballgame here. And it'll be a 1-2 count now to MacGyver. Whoa. Oh, that is tough right there for Hudson to stay in the game. That's more than a standard foul ball off the catcher. Blue ball, the 1-2, up and away. The count even's up at 2-2 to MacGyver. MacGyver riding an 8-game hitting streak coming into this evening. Slightly open stance from the right side. Yellow sleeves out from underneath the blue jersey tops tonight for the Aviators. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. Got him. Blue ball gets his third K of the night. But the Aviators tie it up on two hits. No errors and leave a man. Two done on this Thursday night in Vegas. It's the Space Cowboys 1 and the Aviators 1 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow. I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Tied at one between the Space Cowboys and the Aviators as we start the third inning. Own a piece of history and purchase your very own 2024 AAA National Championship ring. A limited number of fan rings are available with three different options that all include individual sizing and your name on your ring. For details, go to slspacecowboys.com. Kennedy Corona takes the first pitch from Gunnar Hoglund, low and outside for ball number one. 9-1-2 do it for the Space Cowboys here in this third. Hoglund shakes off a pitch from his catcher MacGyver. And now with 1 second brings it home. 1-0 is called a strike and Corona is going to challenge. That went by right underneath the knob of his bat. And we'll see if that was inside or right on the inner edge. Per the ABS, that was barely on the inner corner. So Sugarland has lost their first challenge of the night. Each team has just one remaining. Aviators lost a challenge in the first. Now the 1-1. And Corona slices this into right field. That'll touch down for a base hit. So nice job by Corona to get on to lead things off. And turn it back over to Cesar Salazar, who led off this game with a solo homer.
Designated hitter number 18, Cesar Salazar.
The hold by Hoglund, and out of the stretch, first pitch, shot inside of third, a fair ball, and down towards the left field corner. Corona, he's going to head towards third. He'll get the stop sign there, but Cesar Salazar, an opposite field double, and he's got a two-hit night as he collects his first two-bagger of the year. And the Space Cowboys have 2 men in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Fastball right at the bottom of the zone, and Salazar, with Harris drawn in a little bit and not quite guarding the line, tucked it about 4 feet inside of third. That was about as well as you could place it for Salazar. And so now Shea Whitcomb with an RBI chance. Infield will draw in with 2 men in scoring position and nobody out. The pitch on the way. And Shea, a number that Hoglund knocks down on the mound, comes up and fires to first in time to get Whitcomb. Runners have to stay put. Appetizing curveball, but Whitcomb just got on top of it. 1-3 as he's retired for out number one. Tied at one, Space Cowboys and Aviators here in the top of the third inning. Aviators tied it up in the bottom of the second thanks to a double by Logan Davidson and a single by Carlos Cortez. First pitch home. Guillorme fouls it back for strike number one. Guillorme has swung at the first two pitches that he's seen today. He lined out sharply to Davidson back in the first inning. Infield still drawn in. Corona at third, Salazar at second with one out. The 0-1. Guillorme hacks at a high fastball and sends it back to the screen. And it's 0-2. Golden opportunity for the Space Cowboys to get some runs. Unfortunately, coming into today, Space Cowboys had the lowest batting average in the Pacific Coast League. They're hitting just 186 as a team. The 0-2. Guillorme takes a fastball high. It's 1-2 now. Guillorme has just two RBIs on the year, but he has primarily been hitting up towards the top of the order. Slides down to the three-hole today. As the 1-2 offer, swung on and missed, back pick to third, and it gets away into left field. Corona is going to come in and score, and on the strikeout, a throwing error lets the Space Cowboys take the lead. Sugarland ahead 2-1 now here in the third. A snap throw by MacGyver. Harris did all he could to stretch out for it, but it got by him and out into left field, and so the error scores the run for Sugarland. That'll be an E2, and Salazar also moves down to third. So man 90 feet away now with two outs, and Jacob Melton up to hit for Sugarland. Pitch on the way, and that bounces in. A nice block by MacGyver as it goes trickling away over on the first base side, but not far enough away for Salazar to come in and score. Strikeout for Hoagland was his sixth already of the night. That is a new season high for the right-hander. Out of the wind, the 1-0. And Melton, a drive into left center that sends back Lopez. He reaches up on the warning track, and he makes an incredible catch to take away an RBI extra base hit from Melton. However, the Space Cowboys retake the lead on two hits and an error. They strand one. 2.5 done on this Thursday night. It is Sugarland 2, Las Vegas 1. Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thursday night in Las Vegas, game three of a six-game set between the Space Cowboys and the Aviators. Sugarland leading it by a score of 2-1 after they get a run on a throwing error in the top of this third inning. Back to the top of the order, Alejo Lopez will bat against the right-hander A.J. Blueball for his third inning of work. Blueball had 32 pitches through his first two innings. The offer. And his curveball is in for a strike at his own one. The Blueball has given up the one run on three hits, has not walked a batter, and has struck out three. 0-1 delivery. Inside hit him. Overcooked a fastball. Lopez will happily jog down to first. Of course, last night we had a little bit of a scuffle between the Space Cowboys and the Aviators. Nothing actually came of it. It was just a lot of words back and forth. But I don't think that there's any malicious intent behind that. Alejo Lopez didn't even play in the game last night for the Aviators. Fastball up and in. He is on to lead off this third inning and bring up the designated hitter, Nick Kurtz. I mentioned the three strikeouts for Blueball. That brings his season total to 24 now. Pitch on the way. And Kurtz watches a curveball loop in for a strike. Now Kurtz is 0 for 1. He struck out swinging on a fastball his last time up. The blue ball entering today had 21 strikeouts. That was good for a tie for the fourth most in the PCL. The 0-1. Changeup, that's off the plate. And it's even at 1-1 now to Kurtz. The blue ball with 9 strikeouts in his first start of the season. That was on our Tuesday opener against Durham on our last road trip. 1-1 delivery. And Kurtz hits it on the ground right side. Matthews bobbles it, collects, throws to first. Still in time to get Kurtz. A bobble by Matthews at second, deep in the hole. Close play over at first. Fans here in Vegas, not too fond of it. But they are able to get Kurtz at first and at least get one out of a potential double play ball. 4-3 on the putout. That brings up Brett Harris. A blue ball as he does before every batter, standing on the side of the bump, lifts the hands up over his head, brings them down, and then walks up and toes the third base side of the rubber. First pitch home, and that bounces in, skips away from Hudson, and that is going to allow Lopez to aggressively tag up to third base on the wild pitch. So now the potential tying run is just 90 feet away without the aid of a hit here in this inning. Hit batter, ground out, that moved him to second, and now a wild pitch. Space Cowboys still leading it 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. The kick and the offer. A 1-0 and a curveball on the inner half for a strike to Harris. Harris, his first time up, doubled off of the left field wall. Barely missed hitting a game-tying homer. Infield draws in with a man at third and one out. The 1-1. Harris, a grounder out to second, collected by Matthews. The only play is going to be to go to first as Lopez comes in and scores the tying run. A skimmer, and by the time that Matthews picked it up, he had to move a few steps to his right. They weren't going to have a play at home, and he just goes to first base, so it's an RBI ground out for Harris. So the Aviators get a run without a hit. Two gone and C.J. Alexander the batter. First pitch from blue ball. Inner edge strike fastball at 94 and a challenge from Alexander. And this is risky. If he's wrong, then the Aviators are out of challenges. We get another look at it here and the pitch was inside. It missed by a little more than an inch. So Alexander with a good eye, Aviators maintain their one remaining challenge. And flips it around to a 1-0 count. Black glove up for blue ball in front of his face. Now to the belt, the 1-0. Curveball strike. And AJ has been doing a good job of landing his off-speed offerings tonight. He's now up to 42 pitches. 25 of them have been strikes. Left-handed batting Alexander 0 for 1 tonight. As the 1-1 delivery from blue ball, he'll lob it in. And that is ball two. I don't know what just happened there. AJ must have just not committed to whatever his pitch was and just lobbed it home. I've never seen a starter do that. Now the set and the 2-1. Fires in a fastball at 97 for a foul ball. Statcast had that last pitch at 34 miles an hour on the lob. And now it's 2-2. So honestly, not a bad decision by blue ball. The 2-2 offer. Swing and a miss. He comes back and gets him 97 on the gas from blue ball. It's his fourth strikeout of the night. But the Aviators tie the game again without a hit in the inning. A hit batter and two ground outs with a wild pitch levels it up. We go to the fourth, tied at 2, Space Cowboys and Aviators as Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. and there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/getmore to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with green print. Financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Aviators tie the game up in the bottom of the third without the aid of a hit. A hit batter, a wild pitch, and two groundouts scores the tying run. So we start the fourth inning level at two. Bryce Matthews will lead it off for Sugarland. Gunnar Hoagland brings home the first pitch. It is swung over and missed for strike number one. Now DJ hasn't shut the music off. And so our home plate umpire, Ty Krause, who does have the ability to communicate upstairs, is able to tell them, hey, let's cut it. The 0-1. Matthews, another swing and a tipper, but into the mitt of MacGyver for a strike. It's 0-2. Well, Matthews struck out on a changeup his first time up, swinging back in the second. One of six strikeouts already for Gunnar Hoagland. Matthews is now 1-for-3 in his career against the right-hander. Hoagland, the 0-2. Taking low and in with that same changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hoagland last season, whenever he was in Double-A in Midland, he made 19 appearances there with the Rockhounds. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Six of those came against the Corpus Christi Hooks, including five starts. Went 3-1 against the Astros Double-A affiliate with a 3 ERA in 30 innings. He gave up 10 earned runs. 2-2. Matthews drives this one into center, coming on at a sprint, and it's going to drop in front of Lopez for a base knock for Bryce Matthews. Matthews off the end of the bat a little bit, but because Lopez was playing so deep, had to come in, and that lands in relatively deep straightaway center for a base hit for Matthews. So after he reached all four times last night, Bryce is on to start here in the fourth inning and bring up Tommy Sacco Jr. I'll see if Matthews is off and running a little bit, putting the sliding glove on his right hand, and Hoagland will spin and fire that way. Tag put on by Alexander, but Matthews not moving. Matthews, 8 stolen bases in 9 attempts for Sugarland. He still leads the PCL in steals entering today. Dirties up the front of the gray jersey, diving back in. Now the offer to Sacco, high and out. Last steal, though, for Bryce was last week in game two of our series against Albuquerque. He has not attempted a steal in his last four games. The 1-0. And Sacco, a pop-up on the infield. Coming on, it'll be the third baseman, Harris, who makes a basket catch in front of his chest for out number one. Take in Space Cowboys games your way with a customizable mini plan. Plans start with as few as 3 games, starting at $45, with the option to add additional games. To sign up for a mini plan today, head to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. Tied at 2, Sugarland and Las Vegas here in the top of the fourth. It's Jesus Bastidas to bat for Sugarland. And the first pitch is rolled foul third base side. Bastidas reached on an infield single his last time up on a ball that stayed inside of third. Harris made a really good play to backhand it, where he had his foot right on the grass, where the dirt hits the outfield grass at the chalked line, and he nearly got Bastidas over at first. Matthews off of first after his leadoff single. And the 0-1. Fouled straight back. But for Hoagland, he enters this season as the number 14 prospect in the Athletic system if you go by MLB Pipeline. Last year, made those 19 appearances in Midland. He went 9-4 with a 2.84 ERA. Didn't pitch as well in five games here in Vegas, as this is fouled off the mask of MacGyver. It stays at 0-2 to Bastidas, who has swung at each of the first three pitches that he's seen here in this at-bat in the fourth inning. And five games with the Aviators last year after he was promoted on July 30th, Hoagland went 0-3 with a 5.88 ERA. The 0-2, there goes Matthews. The pitch is taken down low. The throw to second, and Matthews is in with his ninth stolen base of the year. Well, it was a changeup down in the dirt, so a good pitch to run on for Matthews. And a very patient take by Bastidas to not take away a stolen base chance for Bryce. So there is his first steal since last week. Sugarland's got the potential go-ahead run in scoring position now. The game tied at 2-1 out here on the top of the fourth. 1-2. Fastball above the letters at 93. Now Joe Hudson, catcher for the Space Cowboys, is on deck. Two runs on five hits, no errors for Sugarland. Two runs on three hits and one error for the Aviators on this windy night in Las Vegas. 2-2. Shot out towards right center, coming on, losing his cap, and making a chest-high spear catch is Colby Thomas. Sharply struck by Bastidas, a slicer the opposite way, but Thomas able to race in and catch it and also keep Matthews at second base. So now it'll fall to Hudson to try and drive in the potential go-ahead run for the Space Cowboys. Hoagland now up to 58 pitches on the night. First offer comes home. Hudson watches a fastball, outer half strike. Hudson, his last time up two innings ago in the second, was a strikeout victim, one of the six strikeouts tonight for Hoagland. Righty checks Matthews at second, and the pitch is a little off the outer half again at 94. So one ball and one strike. Statcast actually had that as a strike right on the outside corner. But remember, the Aviators only have one challenge remaining. As a matter of fact, each team has just one challenge left. The set of the 1-1. Breaking ball hit third base side, but foul down near the tarp. And so it goes to 1-2 now to Hudson. Matthews led this frame off with a single to center. Sacco popped out on the infield. Matthews stole second, and Bastidas lined out to right. 1-2 delivery. Fouled straight back. Hudson stays alive. But for Hoagland, we mentioned that he was a first-round pick by the Blue Jays in 2021. That was after he put up a really good season at Ole Miss before blowing out and needing reconstructive surgery on his right elbow. The 1-2. Hudson takes. That is strike three at the knees. 93 right at the bottom of the zone, and Hoagland gets his seventh punch out of the night. Space Cowboys get a hit and get a man in scoring position, but they leave him there, and we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tied at two, Sugarland and Las Vegas. Now this from your local stations.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Last of the fourth inning, tied at two, Space Cowboys and Aviators. It'll be Logan Davidson, Colby Thomas, and Carlos Cortez, the three to bat here. As the right-hander A.J. Blueball returns for his fourth inning of work. 45 pitches so far for Blueball, 27 of them have been for strikes. So here's the switch hitter Davidson, who will bat left against the righty Blueball. Struck out Alexander to get his fourth strikeout of the night to end the last half inning. First pitch comes home, and that misses high for a ball 1-0. Hey, a reminder, you can always get in touch with us on our Text the Booth line this year, 832-356-7138. 1-0. This is outside, two balls and no strikes. That's 832-356-7138 on our Text the Booth line. If you're out late, back in Texas, coming up on 9:30, a little past it. This is down low. Let us know where you're tuning in from across the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network. And, of course, we're here to answer any and all of your baseball questions. 832-356-7138. 3-0 offer, up and in, ball four. Davidson works the leadoff walk. Blueball in the last inning that he threw in the 30 hit Aleo Lopez to lead off the inning. Lopez moved to second on a ground out by Nick Kurtz, then advanced to third on a wild pitch before scoring on an RBI ground out by Brett Harris. Now it's Thomas, the right fielder. Pitch on the way, and that is low and outside. So uncharacteristic for Blueball. Five straight out of the zone to begin this half inning. Expecting for the lefty Brandon Walter to throw at some point tonight. The 1-0. He's grounded sharply and threw on the left side. That's a base knock for Thomas. Throw comes in from Sackleman left. Davidson will hold up at second, but the first 2 minutes have reached now. As the lineup progresses to the bottom third for the Aviators.
Left fielder, number 14, Carlos Cortez.
That was a shot there for Thomas as the pitch down to the dirt stopped well by Hudson. It's 1-0. 107 off the bat for Thomas, but he just hit it right into the ground for a single. Tied at two, Space Cowboys and Aviators here in the last of the fourth inning, and now Hudson is going to come out and have a word with A.J. Blueball and try and settle him down after Blueball has not thrown a strike to start an at-bat in this half inning. Today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist. Sick of feeling sick but don't have time for a visit to the doctor's office? Skip the drive and the waiting room with virtual urgent care. 24/7 video visits for non-emergency urgent care needs. Connect to a board-certified healthcare provider from the comfort of your own home or office. For more information, visit HoustonMethodist.org/virtualcare. Houston Methodist is the official healthcare provider for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. So the meeting on the mound is over. Left-handed batting Cortez stands back in. Davidson at second. Thomas at first for the Aviators. Blue ball the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Came in with a cutter that time. And so the count goes to one ball and one strike to Cortez. Cortez tied the game up in the second on an RBI single that drove in Logan Davidson. Pulled through the right side for the left-handed batter. 1-1 is low and in with a cutter. It's 2-1 now. Space Cowboys took a lead one batter into the ballgame. Cesar Salazar hit a leadoff homer. Cortez tied it in the second for the Aviators as the 2-1. Looped foul left side. Sugarland reclaimed the lead in the top of the third inning when Kennedy Corona singled and Cesar Salazar doubled. And on a strikeout of Luis Guillorme, Willie MacGyver threw wide of third and it opened the door for Corona to come in and score on the throwing error. 2-2. Shot down the left field side, foul. Aviators tying it up in the bottom of the third on a hit batter, a ground out, a wild pitch, and then an RBI ground out. Blue ball, half-length black sleeves from underneath the gray jersey, the 2-2. Popped up in the air. This should be an infield fly rule. Backing up on it is Bacita. Still backing. He misses the catch. However, infield fly rule in effect. Out is recorded. So two gone in the inning.
Digging in the second baseman, number 9, Cooper.
That's one where the wind just kept pushing it and pushing it. And Bastidas missed the catch. However, if the infield fly rule is not in effect, because Davidson was hanging out at second, that ball wasn't hit deep enough, Bastidas would have come up and made the throw to third, and the out would have been recorded anyway. So two gone, or one gone, and Cooper Bowman the batter. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. Big cut and a miss on a sweeper for strike number one. Bowman 0 for 1 tonight. He flied to center back in the second. Blue ball checks the runner, the 0-1. A high bouncer wide of third, foul. Snowballs and two strikes now to Bowman. Bowman activated off of the injured list yesterday and ended up hitting two triples in last night's game, including really what kind of felt like the deciding blow, a bases-clearing triple with two outs in the eighth inning. Tied at two tonight here in the bottom of the fourth, the 0-2. Fastball got him. Struck him out swinging at 96 for blue ball, his fifth strikeout of the night. And he has struck out all five of his batters on the fastball tonight. It has been just nothing but gas for blue ball when he has needed it. So two gone for Willie MacGyver. Well, MLB Pipeline came out with an article today talking about the impact prospect for each team. Pitch on the way is fouled back by MacGyver. It is 0-1. The one prospect that each team could call up and could end up making an impact for the club. No surprise that for the Athletics, the answer was Nick Kurtz, who has lit the world on fire in the first 2.5 weeks of the season. The 0-1. Slow roller foul over on the third base side. And it's 0-2. But for the Houston Astros, A.J. Blueball was the pick if the Astros needed somebody to bring up. Trying to get out of a jam here. Two men on base, two outs. The 0-2. High. Overcooked a fastball that time. And it's 1-2. But the velocity has certainly been up for A.J. here early on in the season. The question is going to be just how does it maintain over the course of the year. Right-hander looks to second and the 1-2. Fastball got him. No doubt about it there. Another 96-mile-an-hour heater. A.J. strikes out a couple. He's got six punch-outs over four innings tonight. Two men stranded on one hit and a walk, and we head to the fifth. Still tied at two, Space Cowboys and Aviators. The Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Square at two as we start the fifth inning. It'll be Kennedy Corona, Cesar Salazar, and Shea Whitcomb to appear for the Space Cowboys. Right-hander Gunnar Hoagland is back out for a fifth inning of work. Right-handed batter Corona. And they are going to call a pitch clock violation on Corona. They're going to say that he was not in the box and ready to hit. So he'll stand in with an 0-1 count. I would argue in his defense, the music was still playing. 0-1 in there for a strike. So Corona has seen one pitch, and he's down in the count 0-2. And that is a tough way to start for Corona, who singled and scored his last time up in the third. At the time, it gave Sugar Land a 2-1 lead. Now the 0-2. Shot the opposite way. One hopper out into shallow right for Bowman. He collects, fires, and that's in time. Corona put a good swing on it, but he grounds out. One gone as it turns back over to Cesar Salazar. Every Wednesday is once again Dollar Dog Night, presented by Texas Chili Company, with $1 hot dogs all night. It's also Goodwill Wednesday and Selects Wednesdays, a Wagon Wednesday presented by Hollywood Feed. First offer to Salazar, and he takes a strike at the knees. For full details on promotions, head to slspacecowboys.com. So it'll be another week and a half before the Space Cowboys are back at home as they continue this two-week road trip. 0-1, Salazar flinched on a curve, didn't offer on it, and it's even at 1-1. Salazar 2-for-2 tonight. Third pitch of the game, he hit over the pool in right center field for a leadoff homer, and he doubled his last time in the third. 1-1, up and in. MacGyver tried to frame it, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, but that missed, and it's 2-1. The hold and the 2-1. Grounded foul, first base side over towards the dugout that holds the Aviators. Already, based off the way that he has hit the ball tonight, Salazar can almost guarantee himself that even if he's catching the game tomorrow, he's probably going to bat leadoff for Sugarland. The 2-2, up and in. Fastball at 93, and so the count has gone full now to Salazar. Two runs on five hits, no errors for Sugarland. Two runs on four hits and an error for Las Vegas. One gone and the bag's empty. Infield plays back for the left-handed hitting Salazar. 3-2. He is hit over towards first, and a lobber that Alexander takes one step over and makes the catch for out number one, or for out number two.
At the plate, the first baseman, number 10, Shea Whitcomb.
Well, for Hoagland, I mentioned that he was selected 19th overall by the Blue Jays. back in 2021. He's one of the picks who gets to say he was selected in the first round twice, as Whitcomb flares this one out of play behind home. Foul for strike one. Shea is 0-2 tonight. He struck out back in the first, and he grounded out back to the mound in the third. Now, but Hoagland, when he was coming out of high school in Florida, was taken in the first round by the Pirates. As Whitcomb, a frozen rope off the glove of a leaping Harris and into the left field corner. Whitcomb turns first. He heads to second, and he's in standing up with a rocket double. Harris almost made an exceptional diving catch, but instead it turns into the fifth two-bagger of the year for Whitcomb, and his on-base streak moves to 11 games. That was a bullet, 106 off the bat for Whitcomb. You can see that he is really seeing the ball better after a tough week and a half to begin the year. So he's on now and in scoring position for Guillorme. First pitch to him, and Guillorme takes off the plate. It's 1-0. Guillorme is 0-2. He struck out swinging his last time in the third, and he lined out to short back in the first. First baseman Alexander all the way to the edge of the outfield grass, about three or four paces inside of the first base line. 1-0, Guillorme loops this back our way. And it's even at 1-1. Second baseman Bowman is maybe a couple of paces towards second and not quite exactly halfway between first and second, but pushed all the way back as well. Shortstop Davidson is two steps to the left of up the middle. The pitch. Guillorme watches a changeup miss low. Harris is still in the vicinity of third base. He's not drawn over where you would normally see a shortstop, and he is playing back a few steps. Center fielder Lopez is shaded slightly over towards left, and the right fielder Thomas is straight away. Two gone. Whitcomb at second after his double, tied at two here in the fifth. And Hoagland's 2-1. That missed. Off the plate with a fastball. Well outside to the left-handed batting Guillorme, and it is 3-1. Guillorme trying to extend his on-base streak. He has reached safely in all 14 games that he's played with Sugarland. Third longest on-base streak in the PCL right now. 3-1. Fouled straight back. Fastball in her half, and Guillorme just shot it back to the screen behind home. Well, just because the sun has gone down here in Vegas, the wind has not relented in. 19-mile-an-hour gusts still whipping the flags and fluttering the palm trees out towards right field. The payoff to Guillorme will wait as Hoagland spins and checks on Whitcomb. Well out beyond center field as well. There are also small flashes of lightning up in the clouds. We're expecting a little bit of rain coming up overnight and into the beginning of tomorrow. The 3-2. And Guillorme drives it in the air to left. This one sends back the left fielder, and it's off the wall. With two outs, Whitcomb was running, and he will be in and score as Guillorme slides into second with a wall-banging double. His third RBI of the year and his first extra base hit, and the Space Cowboys have the lead 3-2 here in the top of the fifth inning.
Now batting number 29, Jacob Melton.
Just out of the range and up the wall to where actually that is Cortez in left, who couldn't make a play on it. And the Space Cowboys are in front for a third different time tonight. Now it's Jacob Melton as Hoagland delivers. And Melton pops it up on the infield. Shortstop Davidson behind second calling for it, backs up a step, and he has it off his left shoulder for the last out. Space Cowboys, though, get a pair of two-out doubles by Whitcomb and Guillorme. And we're halfway home tonight. It's Sugarland 3, Las Vegas 2. Now Space Cowboys baseball will continue in a moment.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. And that's Constellation.
we offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
An RBI double from Luis Guillorme gives the Space Cowboys the lead again, 3-2 Sugarland as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. A.J. Blueball back out for his fifth frame of work. He gets Alejo Lopez to lead it off in the first pitch to him. He is a curveball off the plate to the left-handed batter. It's 1-0. Shake of the head for Blueball. He's trying to get on the same page as Hudson. They settle on something with two on the pitch clock. And 1-0, and a curveball on the inner half is there for a strike. It's 1-1. 66 pitches, 39 strikeouts for Blueball. He's given up two runs on four hits, walked one, and struck out six tonight. 1-1. Lined the other way into the netting over Sugarland's dugout, foul. And it's 1-2. Lopez scored the last run of the game for Las Vegas. It came back in the third. He was hit by a pitch, moved to second on a ground out by Nick Kurtz, who was on deck, and then advanced to third on a wild pitch before scoring on a ground out. 1-2 offer. Fastball a little high. Right-handed action for the Aviators out in their bullpen. Right-hander Ryan Cusick is getting loose. The 2-2. Off the plate with a change. So it looks like the day is probably going to be over for Gunnar Hoglund after five innings. He threw 80 pitches tonight. Blue ball. The payoff to Lopez. He's fouled back. Changeup that he just lobbed back into the netting. Meanwhile, Sugarland has a little bit of movement in their pen. Rhett Koba is up and throwing. Blue ball is at 71 pitches on the night. I make it 70 after that last one. Another payoff. He is lined foul, third base side off of the tarp. Yes, they have a tarp here in Las Vegas, even though it rains very rarely. That was something that Luis Guillorme mentioned for his singular season that he played in Las Vegas at the old Cashman Field. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball. Blue ball gets his seventh punch out of the night. All of them have been on heaters. Lopez is retired, and he'll bring up Nick Kurtz. Because it rains so infrequently here in Las Vegas, at Cashman Field, which was the ballpark that the Aviators, formerly the 51s, played at from 1983 to 2018, as the first offer, fastball is in for a strike. There was no tarp to cover the infield. So if it rained, that was it. You didn't play that day. The 0-1. Down on the dirt with a curveball. No chance to say, well, it's just a shower that's going to pass in an hour or so. Nope. No tarp. So if it rains, you can just go ahead and cancel the game that day. Not quite the same here. At the new ballpark here in Las Vegas. 1-1. High and outside. And it's 2-1 now to Kurtz, who's 0-2 with a strikeout swinging. And a ground out to second. Space Cowboys 3-2 leaders over the Aviators. As blue ball kicks home. 2-1. That's a strike with a changeup in her half. And it's even at 2-2. This Las Vegas ballpark opened in 2019. As the 2-2, Kurtz flinches and holds off on a high fastball. Out here in Summerlin, so we are west of downtown Las Vegas, nestled up near Red Rock National Park. 3-2 offer. Kurtz checks his swing, does not go around on a fastball, and that is the second walk of the night for blue ball. Again, no surprise for Kurtz, who last season when he was at Wake Forest set the single season record for the Deacon Deacons for walks in a year. Potential tying run on base now as Brett Harris will come up to bat. Time is called, and Mickey Storey is going to come out of the dugout. Has not pointed to the bullpen yet, so we'll see if this is a pitching change or if he is just going to talk things over with Blue Ball, who's at 78 pitches. So he's probably right up near his pitch count. Harris is obviously a dangerous hitter, but he is going to give Blue Ball a chance to face off against him. Well, that is where Mickey Storey, being a former pitcher as a manager, he doesn't intervene all that much in the pitching strategy. That is primarily left to the pitching coach, formerly Eric Abreu and Thomas Whitsett, and now obviously Sean Buchanan. But every now and then, he'll come out and use his mound visit to talk it over with his pitcher. Here's Harris, and this is line. Guillorme dives, collects it. Kurtz off of first, the throw over that way. In time, double play. A sharp liner, Guillorme laid out and caught it, and they double up Kurtz at first, and Blue Ball got one more pitch, and he gets a gem behind him to turn a twin killing and make it through five frames. That's how the fifth ends. We go to the sixth. Space Cowboys still leading it 3-2 over the Aviators on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
A gem of a defensive play ends the bottom of the fifth inning. A.J. Blue Ball makes it through five innings tonight. Day is over for Gunnar Hoagland. New hurler is the right-hander Ryan Cusick. He gets Bryce Matthews to start it for the sixth inning here for Sugarland. He deals him a strike. It is 0-1. 3-2, Space Cowboys leading it. They have out-hit Las Vegas 7-4 tonight. And also, the Aviators have committed one error. Sugarland has not committed any errors. The 0-1. Matthews jammed him. This is a pop-up kind of into no man's land out in center, but backing up on it. The basket catch off his left side by Logan Davidson. That is out number one. But for Cusick, this is his fifth outing of the season with the Aviators. Five innings, three runs, just one of them earned on five hits. Two of them have been homers. He's walked four and struck out three. Entering play tonight. So with that, it'll be Tommy Sacco Jr. who continues to bat left-handed against the righty. And that pitch is up and away for ball number one. Cusick, originally a first-round pick by Atlanta in 2021 out of Wake Forest, the 1-0. Bouncer over Cusick coming on Davidson, picks it low around his knees and slings to first in plenty of time to get Sacco. Now Logan Davidson has been responsible for the first two outs in this inning. And it brings up Jesus Bastidas.
At the plate, number two, Jesus Bastidas.
Cusick, like the starter Hoagland tonight, was acquired by the Athletics in spring training in 2022 after he had only pitched one season in the minors right after he'd been drafted. And that was the other piece of the Athletics sell-off heading into 2022. Pitch to Bastidas, taken to the knees for a strike. And that was the deal that sent Matt Olson over to Atlanta. Pretty good prospect haul that did come back in that deal for Oakland. You can maybe argue it's worked out a little bit better than the deal for Matt Chapman. 0-1. Up and in. And it's a ball and a strike now to Bastidas, who's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a line out to right. Well, the Braves got Matt Olson. The Athletics got Cusick as the 1-1 offer. And Bastidas, a ground ball over to third, down to a knee. Harris comes up with it, shuffles the feet, and has plenty of time to throw to first. And that's the half inning. Space Cowboys go in order in the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Sugarland leading it 3-2 over the Aviators. Now this from your local stations.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys leading over the Las Vegas Aviators as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Space Cowboys will head to the bullpen for the first time tonight as they bring on the left-hander Brandon Walter. Walter is making his fourth outing of the year. It's going to be his second appearance in relief. In his previous three appearances, no record in a 2-3-1 ERA. He's given up three runs in 11 and two-thirds innings, just four hits. He has walked just three. He has hit five batters, and he has struck out nine. Opponents hitting just 111 against the lefty Walter. So he will get C.J. Alexander, a left-hander, followed by Logan Davidson, a switch hitter, who will turn around about right against him. First offer to Alexander, and a sinker at 92 misses low. It's 1-0. So what an appearance tonight for A.J. Blueball. Five innings, gives up two runs on just four hits as the next pitch is lofted in the air to right center. Corona coming on as the wind still carries it out to him and in the right center field gap. Relatively shallow. He's got it for out number one. Blueball, seven strikeouts tonight. All seven of them coming on fastballs. 79 pitches, 46 strikes. And Blueball just continues this incredible trend that he had last season, where he was in a year where the Space Cowboys didn't really have all that much adversity in terms of losses. Offer to Davidson. He's totally fooled by a sweeper. He swings over it for strike one. Blueball last year was the Space Cowboys starter. In games following a loss, he had a 2.95 ERA. 0-1, a whiff and a miss by Davidson, and it's 0-2. Compare that to in games following a win, where he had a 5.08 earned run average in 12 appearances. Now, Blueball was the guy that Sugarland wanted on the mound after they had suffered a defeat the night before. The one gone, base is empty, and the 0-2 to Davidson. And he strikes out swinging on a changeup. So Walter comes in and gets the first two that he faces. Bring up Colby Thomas. A blue ball now, though, adding on to his strikeout totals. Cade 28 in his first four outings of the season. And now you hand the ball off to Walter, who has been a revelation for the Space Cowboys and has flipped between starting and relieving. Offer to Thomas. Misses a little low with the cutter. It's 1-0. Of course, Walter had made each of his last two appearances as starts. He last started last week against Albuquerque at home. The kick in the 1-0. A high bouncer over to third. Guillorme's got a chest high. A little bit of a skip. And fires to first, and that's the half inning. Brandon Walter sits the side down in order and sends us to the seventh. Space Cowboys 3, Aviators 2, on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Credit One, Stack and Dash. 3-2, Space Cowboys leading it as we start the seventh inning here on this Thursday night at Las Vegas Ballpark. 8-9-1, Joe Hudson, Kennedy Corona, and Cesar Salazar, the 3-2 up for Sugarland against the right-hander Ryan Cusick, who came in and threw a 1-2-3 sixth. We have to wait for the promotions crew to depart the field down the right field line before we get started. Hudson 0 for 2 tonight. He has struck out each of his first two times up. The set on the first offer, and Hudson bends back from an up and in fastball. It's 1-0. As we play here in the seventh inning, we take a first look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Astros are off today. Well, look at the Astros system. 1-0, Hudson thought about it. He holds off, and a challenge comes here on a sweeper moving to the outer corner. We're getting a look at the ABS system here. And according to ABS, that was a strike. So Las Vegas has successfully challenged two pitches after losing their first challenge of the game. That makes it a 1-1 count now to Hudson. We'll check in on the minor league scoreboard, though, for the Astros. Bad news, Fayetteville loses tonight against Fredericksburg 4-3. They'll set on the 1-1. Hudson up and in. Bends out of the way of that. Ronner Luciano got his first double of the year. It drove in two in the second for the Woodpeckers. And Fayetteville went ahead in the bottom of the third on an Oliver Carrillo RBI single. That was all the scoring until the eighth. Unfortunately, Fredericksburg a run in the eighth and one in the ninth. As Hudson swings and misses here, and it's even at 2-2. Pretty good pitching performance by the piggybackers tonight down in Fayetteville. Yoan Ogando, 20-year-old righty out of the Dominican Republic, 3 1/3 of one-run innings as Hudson takes high. He ended up getting a hold tonight. Walked 3 and struck out 5. Meanwhile, Twine Palmer out of McAllister, Oklahoma, got the start tonight and threw 3 2/3 two-run innings tonight for Fayetteville. This is grounded up the middle off the front slope of the mound, but out to second where Bowman's waiting for it. He throws to first for an out. I might have just found my new favorite name in the Astros affiliated system. Palmer was a 19th round pick by the Astros last year out of Connor State Junior College in Oklahoma. And per his page in the Astros system, Palmer, his full given name is Twine Roland Palmer. No G. Roland. R-O-L-L-I-N. We're going to keep an eye on him this year as Corona takes down low for a ball 1-0. That's three outings now for Twine Palmer for single A. He's 1-0 with a 1.86 ERA. 12 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings. Incredible. The 1-0 outside 2-0. Corona so far tonight is 1-for-2. He singled, and he grounded out the other way his last time up. Right-hander Cusick sets and is 2-0. Big cut and a miss. Corona was trying to hit that one off of the G in the big Las Vegas ballpark that's above the scoreboard out in left field. And so the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, the High A Asheville Tourists throw a shutout for a second straight night as they blank Rome 5-0. They threw a three-hitter this evening. 2-1. Corona, another late swing. He chased a little bit there on a fastball outside. And it's 2-1. Walker Yannick goes 3-for-5 tonight with an RBI single and a run scored. He's now hitting .321 with the Tourists. 2-2 on the way. Corona takes high. On the mound tonight for Asheville, it was Andrew Taylor who got the start. 23-year-old righty who the Astros took in the second competitive balance round back in 2022 out of Central Michigan. He goes 3 shutout innings. Corona fouls this back. Gave him just 3 hits, walked 2, and struck out 3 in his first outing of the season. He was followed on the backside by Manuel Urias, 24-year-old out of Mexico. It was 4 1/3 hitless innings, walked 1 and struck out 3. 3-2, sharp grounder up the middle and through. And Corona comes away with his second knock of the night. So he's on, and a potential insurance run is on for the Space Cowboys as the order turns back over to Cesar Salazar. Space Cowboys leading it 3-2.
Designated hitter, number
By the way, we mentioned that Walker Yannick went 3-for-5 tonight for Asheville. He also stole 3 bases. Now, that was something that Yannick was known for in his time at Sam Houston State, along with being the best defensive catcher in his draft class. Also was very sneaky quick and stole plenty of bags with Sam Houston. First offer is inside, snap throw down to first behind Corona, but he dives back in without any kind of a tag. And Salazar takes ball one, and now Cusick was trying to challenge that pitch. But our home plate umpire, Ty Krause, said, no, that was way too long before you tried to challenge it. Fayetteville, though, or Asheville, though, back-to-back shutouts. As this is in tight, 2-0. So the Tourists are a game over 500. Meanwhile, bad news for Corpus Christi. They're taking on the Athletics AA affiliate in Midland. Rockhounds 8-2 winners over the Hooks tonight out in West Texas. The 2-0. Salazar takes above the letters, and it's 3-0. Sesser 2-for-3 tonight. Hit the third pitch of the game for a leadoff homer. And doubled inside of third, back in the third. He lined out to first in the fifth. 3-0 delivery. Inside ball four. So Salazar works the walk. Corona heads down to first, and Shea Whitcomb is the batter for Sugarland. No action out of the pen right now for the Aviators, as the catcher, William MacGyver, heads out to go have a conversation with his reliever, Cusick. Well, tonight, James Hicks takes the loss for Corpus Christi. He gives up all 8 runs in 4 innings of work. Alimber Santa came in relief, the 21-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic who's made waves in the Astros, or walked one and struck out one. He's got a 1-0 ADR right now. Tyler Guilfoyle throwing in relief, a scoreless inning with 2 strikeouts as well. Colin Barber drove in one of the 2 runs in the game with a double, part of a 2-hit night. First offer, Whitcomb steps back from an up and in slider. It's 1-0. 3-2, Space Cowboys leading this one here in the top of the 7th inning, as now there is some left-handed action that starts up for the Aviators in their pen. Big lead off of first for Salazar as Whitcomb swings through a slider. That time Cusick put it where he meant to. And it's even at 1-1. Shea with a double and a run scored his last time up in the fifth. That's how the Space Cowboys took the lead. Cusick checks Corona at second. Now the 1-1. He's shot over towards third, but just foul. Just on the wrong side of the line down the left field side. Whitcomb was a touch in front of another slider. He almost straightened it out. And that would have, at the very least, brought in Corona from second. Infield played back and plays for the right-hander Whitcomb to pull. 1-2. A little tapper out in front of the plate, charging on. MacGyver collects and throws. In time, Corona, he's going to try and score, and there's no throw to get him, because MacGyver came all the way out to make that play. Cusick did not cover home, and so Corona alertly sees that home plate was open, and he comes in and scores. It is 4-2 Sugarland on a ball that made it 30 feet from home plate. What a heads-up play by Kennedy Corona to come in and score. Salazar advances to second. Now there are 2 outs here in the inning. And now it's Luis Guillorme. The chance to maybe add on another. Pitch on the way. Way up and in. 1-0. By the way, Whitcomb does collect an RBI on that. So give him his 13th RBI of the year on a 2-3 ground out. It scores Corona from second. 1-0. Inside miss, 2-0. Fastball at 96. And for Cusick, what happened is he was charging in from the mound to try and see if he would be there to make that play. And when MacGyver took command, Cusack hit the deck and just went down to his knees to make sure that he gave MacGyver a throwing lane. The 2-0, and time is called, and they're going to call a pitch clock violation on Cusick. They said he didn't get into his motion in time. And so with the pitch timer violation, it's now 3-0 to Guillorme. And I think that Fran Reardon has something to say from the dugout, and now instead, what it is they're going to intentionally walk Luis Guillorme. And I have to imagine that with a left-hander warming up in the bullpen, this might be so that way they can bring in the lefty to face off against the left-handed batting Jacob Melton. And sure enough, here comes Fran Reardon, and that is exactly what they're going to do. Very rare these days that you see a reliever change made to go lefty-lefty in the minor leagues, much less 18 games into the season. But that's exactly what's going to happen here. Space Cowboys have added on another run. They have runners on first and second with two outs, and Melton coming to bat next. Lanusi to Vanu Hurler on the other side. Sugarland leading it 4-2 on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Pitching change for the Aviators here in the seventh inning, and they will bring in the left-hander Matt Crook to face off against the left-handed batting Jacob Melton. Crook is making his sixth appearance of the season. In 8 1/3 innings in his previous five outings, he's given up five hits, has not allowed a run, hit a batter, walked three, and struck out 13. Salazar at second, Guillorme at first after the intentional walk, and the first pitch home. Melton takes at the knees a called strike. It's 0-1. Sinker at 88. Melton is 0-3 today. He has struck out, popped out, and he lined out to center. Alejo Lopez made a great catch in the third. The 0-1 is wrapped foul. First base side, and Melton in an 0-2 hole. Space Cowboys have gotten a run here in the seventh. Corona singled up the middle with one out. Salazar walked, and then Shea Whitcomb on a grounder in front of home. Whenever Willie MacGyver picked it up and threw to first to retire him, Corona scored from second. 0-2, fastball missed. Sinker at 89 off the outer corner. A little bit downstairs per Statcast. And so it's 1-2 now to Melton. That is quite a take there for Melton to not expand the zone. 1-2 from Crook. Sweeper not even close in the opposite batter's box, and it's even at 2-2 now to Melton. Space Cowboys with an opportunity to try and really break this one open and give themselves some space here in the seventh. They have a two-run lead and the 2-2. And Melton pops this one into center, kind of in no man's land. Long run over. Thomas dives. Can't catch it. Salazar scores. Here comes Guillorme motoring around third, and the throw is late. It drops in and turns into a two RBI double for Jacob Melton. The Space Cowboys have put up three here in the top of the seventh, and they lead it 6-2. Well, that was a pop-up, and because of the win tonight, the outfielders are playing so deep. They had to come all the way in. Thomas did everything he could in right at a dive, and it turns into a two RBI double for Melton. And now it's Bryce Matthews. Crook, the lefty, brings it home, and a swing and a miss over a sinker for a strike by the batter, Matthews. So they decide to intentionally walk Guillorme to bring in the lefty to face Melton, and even though he didn't make the best contact, it still scores a run. Next offer, a ground ball under the third baseman's glove, Harrison into left. Melton got a great jump. He'll come around third, and he will score. Bryce Matthews with his second hit of the night, and he collects his fifth run driven in of the season. It's a four spot for Sugar Land, and it's 7-2 now here in the seventh. So the Space Cowboys had the opportunity to add on more than just one run here in the seventh, and they have finally done it. Melton with great speed, able to score without any issue as soon as that ball got underneath Harris's glove. And now it's Sacco, a grounder. That's under Crook, over second. Collected behind the bag by Bowman. And he'll go to the bag. Fielder's choice by Sacco for the final out. However, Sugarland sends eight men to the plate. And they end up scoring four runs. And as we stretch it here in Las Vegas, it is Sugarland 7, Las Vegas 2 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Seven-two now, Space Cowboys leading the Aviators as we start the bottom of the seventh inning, and Brandon Walter whips home a sweeper, but it misses wide in a lefty-lefty matchup against Carlos Cortez for ball number one. A four spot for Sugarland in the top of the seventh as the 1-0 is in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Space Cowboys got a single from Corona, a walk by Salazar, and then heads-up base running by Corona to score on a ground out on the infield to the catcher by Whitcomb. 2-0 is low, and it's 3-0 now to Cortez. Luis Guillorme was then intentionally walked after he got up 3-0 in the count. Jacob Melton has the pitch. That is down low, and it's a four-pitch walk to Cortez to start this seventh. Third walk issued by Space Cowboys pitching. That's the first of the evening by Walter. But then Melton, a pop-up out into shallow right center that all the fielders had to go a long way to get there. Colby Thomas just couldn't quite catch it, and it scored two. Pitch on the way, and a sweeper misses low, 1-0 to Bowman. So five straight out of the zone for Walter to start things here in this bottom of the seventh. Bowman 0-2. He flied to the center in the second, and he struck out in the fourth. The next pitch, that is inside. Good-looking sweeper there for Walter, but it just missed the inner edge of the right-handed batter. That was about as close as you can get, but it is 2-0. Check the runner, Cortez at first, and the lefty's 2-0. Not close that time, it's 3-0. So seven straight out of the zone for Walter. And Hudson's going to get a new baseball from our home plate umpire, Ty Krause, and deliver it out to him. Walter will rub it up a little bit. Glove tucked under his left arm. Now he will put it back on his right hand and come into a set position. Chest high, now to the chin. The 3-0. Get me over fastball. Misses inside for ball four. And that was on the inner corner, but it is called ball four. So the first two men have reached against Walter. Brings up the catcher, William MacGyver. As StatCast had that pitch as a strike. Space Cowboys only have one challenge remaining, though, and they opted not to use it there. Walter kicks home. And that fastball's at the bottom of the zone. A cutter that time, actually, for a strike. 0-1. MacGyver's 0-2 tonight. He struck out each of his two times up against the starter A.J. Blueball, who went 5 2-run innings and punched seven tonight. Walter, the 0-1. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's 0-2 now to MacGyver. Space Cowboys looking to get a victory tonight. Get their first win in this series and on the road trip, but they're also looking to snap a five-game losing streak on the road. Remember, they won two out of the first three in Durham 2 weeks ago and then dropped the next three contests. 0-2 is low. Missed with a change. And then lost in heartbreaking fashion back on Tuesday after they had a 5-4 lead going to the eighth and they got walked off by a home run in the ninth. And time is called here. At the plate by MacGyver. So Sugarland looking to pick up a win to try and get themselves back into this series. Walter ahead in the count to MacGyver, right-handed batter, the 1-2. A little high with the fastball that time, 93. And it's 2-2. Well, check of the PCL scoreboard, out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Just one other game is still going on right now. The 2-2 pushed the other way towards the seats foul. Only other game going on is at Sutter Health Park right now, where the Salt Lake Bees have a 4-0 lead over the Sacramento Rivercats. So we will not go to Sutter Health Park until the first week of August. 2-2. Down low with the changeup. And now it's a full count to MacGyver. And you risk loading up the bases to the bottom three hitters in the order. Walter looks back to second. And the 3-2 pitch. Inside, missed ball four. So they are loaded on three straight walks with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. A And with that, for the first time tonight, Sean Buchanan is going to come out. And Joe Hudson is also going to join him. That's after Walter sat the side down easily enough in order back in the first inning. Now mark your calendars for May 2nd when the Space Cowboys take on Round Rock as the first 2,000 fans will receive a Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti bobblehead presented by Republic Services. It's also another Fireworks Friday with post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets right now at slspacecowboys.com. Just game number 3 tonight of this 12-game road trip for Sugarland. They will play the weekend here in Las Vegas, and then they will continue their journey further north and west and head to Tacoma for a 6-game set against the Rainiers. So bases loaded and nobody out. And here is Alejo Lopez. Sugarland leading at 7-2, but a dangerous spot for Walter. Pitch on the way. Inside, he missed with a cutter. It's 1-0. Well, so now Walter is not coaxing any swings out of these batters for the Aviators. Dangles the left arm, now brings it up chest high. Now to the chin for the set, the 1-0. He is off the plate with a cutter, and a challenge comes from Hudson, trying to make sure that Sugarland gets a strike here. We'll go to the ABS system, and that pitch was high. So it is ball 2, and the Space Cowboys are now out of challenges for the remainder of the night. Lopez, switch hitter, batting right against the lefty Walter. Here's the 2-0. Low and inside, it's 3-0. And Walter has just lost a feel for the zone. He walked Cortez and Bowman on 4 pitches each. Got ahead 0-2 to MacGyver, but ultimately lost him. 3-0 and nowhere to put Lopez. The lefty delivers. And that is inside, it's ball 4. The third 4-pitch walk for Brandon Walter. It brings in a run, and it's 7-3 loss in favor of Sugarland, but now Las Vegas is going to bring the potential tying run to the plate in the Athletics' number 1 prospect, Nick Kurtz. And with that, Sugarland's bullpen gets up and moving. Walter readies, and the first offer to Kurtz. And that is a sweeper front door for a strike, and Walter needed that. It is 1-0. And unfortunately for Walter, there are still no outs here in this inning. The set on the 0-1. Low and outside with a sweeper. Now Kurtz is 0-2 tonight. He has struck out, grounded out, and walked. Left-handed batter, slight open to his stance as he waits deep in the box. The 1-1, grounded foul into the dugout first base side. He was out in front of a sweeper, and it's 1-2. And the recently optioned Luis Contreras has gotten up and started throwing for Sugarland in their bullpen. So Contreras has reported here to Sugarland after being optioned by the Astros a couple of days ago. Bases loaded, jam with nobody out. And Walter, long hold and the 1-2. Kurtz watches, that misses wide with a sweeper for ball 2. Well, Kurtz, a very disciplined hitter, not prone to expanding the strike zone, but a very good take on that sweeper. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Sinker at 92 to the inner edge, and Walter gets a strikeout he desperately needed. Second strikeout for Walter tonight. One gone in the inning, and Brett Harris the batter. Infield has still played back. Space Cowboys, with nobody out, were willing to trade 2 outs for a run. Now if you could somehow find a way to get a ground ball double play and get out of this frame with only 1 run, that's ideal. Pitch on the way. down in the dirt, stopped nicely right at his feet by Hudson. The catcher, it's 1-0. Space Cowboys with a 7-3 lead. Sugarland opened it up with a 4-run top of the seventh as Walter is going to ask for a new baseball. But three straight walks loaded it, and a fourth consecutive walk to Alejo Lopez brought in a run. Kurt strikes out, but now it's Harris who is 1-for-3 tonight with a double, an RBI ground out, and a double play ball. The 1-0. Popped in the air out towards shallow center. That's going to fall in. Scoring is Bowman. MacGyver following the throw in. They have the runner off the bag, the tag, and they get the out at first as Harris took a wide turn, and he ends up getting thrown out, scrambling back to first, and it appears he might have injured himself as he went to slide back into first base. Two runs score, though, so it's now 7-5 in favor of Sugarland. But a good job by the Space Cowboys to at least get an out, and that keeps the potential tying run off base. Harris does collect his 9th and 10th RBIs of the year, but he is thrown out at first base. And now it's C.J. Alexander. Lopez at third with two outs. Three across for the Aviators here in this frame. The pitch, Alexander takes low and outside. It's 1-0. Walter, the 1-0. Fastball cuts the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's even at 1-1. So three of the four walks that Walter issued to start this inning have come in and scored. Space Cowboys still have a two-run advantage, the 1-1. Sweeper bends over for a strike. And it is 1-2. By the way, the putout there went 9-3 as they were able to throw behind Harris, who took a wide turn of first base. Lopez, a large walking lead off of third, the 1-2. Down in the dirt, and a stop by Hudson on a pitch in the dirt that would have scored Lopez from third. And we'll see if Harris comes back out for the eighth, as he was shaken up a little bit on that dive back towards the bag. Walter, the 2-2. Low and outside, and it's 3-2. 7-5, Space Cowboys still leading it. But the Aviators have almost matched Sugarland's four runs in this top of the frame. 3-2 pitch. Alexander grounds it foul over on the first base side. Well, you have to imagine Contreras is ready at this point. But they probably left Walter in to face off against the lefty Alexander. Long half inning for Walter. As the lefty's 3-2. Right in their front door, strike three called. He froze him with a sweeper. But the Aviators get three runs on one hit and strand a man, and as we move to the eighth inning, it's Sugarland 7, Las Vegas 5 on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
7-5 Sugarland as we start the eighth inning. New hurler for the Aviators is the righty Elvis Alvarado. He'll get the bottom third of the order for Sugarland. Jesus Becidas, Joe Hudson, and Kennedy Corona. Sugarland scored four runs in the top of the seventh inning to open up a 7-2 advantage. But Brandon Walter walked the first four batters that he faced in the seventh. Got a strikeout, but then a two RBI single by Brent Harris brought in two more. Here's Becidas, and the first pitch from Alvarado, fastball at 98, is a little in for ball number one. Becidas so far tonight, 1-for-3 with an infield single. Alvarado, chest high set, here's the 1-0. Fastball strike, it is even at one ball and one strike now to Jesus. For Alvarado, it's his seventh outing of the year with Las Vegas. And his previous 6-0-1 with a 5-1-4 ERA. The 1-1. Becidas, bouncer over to third. That is picked cleanly by Harris. His throw is a little high, but it is in time. And it's unfortunate for Becidas that he is out, but it is good to see Brett Harris, who seemed like he was shaken up a little bit when he went diving back in to home plate, or over towards first, and was ultimately thrown out. He's still in the ballgame. As he looked like he might be taken out. One gone, and it's Joe Hudson. Seven runs on 10 hits and no errors for Sugarland. Five runs on 5 hits and one error for Las Vegas. First offer to Hudson, fastball. That's a 98 for a strike right on the outer corner. Now Hudson is 0-for-3 today. He has punched out twice. And is grounded out up the middle. He's now 1-for-19 to start the year. No better time than now to break out of it. The 0-1. Fastball is wide, and it's one ball and one strike. Space Cowboys scored in the first at-bat of the game. Cesar Salazar hit a leadoff homer for Sugarland. The 1-1. Sweeper off the plate. Las Vegas tied it up in the bottom of the second. Double by Davidson and a single by Carlos Cortez. However, in the third, an error allowed Kennedy Corona to score from third. 2-1 is fouled off right at home. And it's even a 2-2 now to Hudson. Las Vegas tied it up without a hit in the third. A hit batter, a ground out, a wild pitch, and an RBI ground out. But then the Space Cowboys in the fifth got back-to-back doubles from Whitcomb and Guillorme. Made it a 3-2 game. The 2-2. Hudson fouls it into the netting first base side. And the ball kid couldn't make the catch off the netting. He came sprinting out of the dugout and was trying to run underneath it. And he had the chance at it. And it went right off of his hands and almost all the way to the side of the mound. Another 2-2 to Hudson. Outside, a dart at 97. And so it's full now to Hudson with Corona waiting on deck. AJ Blue Ball, 5 2-run run innings tonight with 7 strikeouts on the mound. The 3-2. Hudson down swinging. Couldn't catch up to a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout for Alvarado, 2 gone. And Corona the batter. A lot of pitches thrown in that last half inning for Walter. Through two innings, he's thrown 40 pitches. And obviously walked four straight batters, so we will see if he comes back out for this bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Corona, and a flinch, and he didn't offer. But a challenge comes here from the catcher MacGyver, and I don't think that this is going to be a challenge that they win. We get another look at it here, and yeah, that pitch was inside. So both teams are now out of challenges. Space Cowboys went 0 for 2 tonight. Aviators went 2 for 4. Count 1-0 to Corona, who is 2 for 3 tonight with two runs scored. 1-0. He is hit high in the air to center, but it looks playable. Jogging over is Lopez, and near the triangle cutout in deep right center, he's there to make the catch for the last out. Space Cowboys go in order in the top of the eighth inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 7-5, Las Vegas leading over Sugarland. Now this from your local stations.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Last of the eighth inning on a Thursday night in Las Vegas. Space Cowboys currently leading the Aviators 7-5. And Sugarland will bring in a familiar face who's making his first appearance of the season. It's the right-hander Luis Contreras. Contreras made the Astros out of camp this year. He was brilliant with Houston in spring training. Was optioned down to Sugarland a few days ago. This season at the major league level, ended up appearing in 7 games. He gave up 9 runs in 9 innings. Walked 6 and struck out 10. Last threw 3 days ago in St. Louis when he threw 35 pitches over 2 innings. First offer is bunted foul by Logan Davidson for strike number 1. Contreras, though, last season with the Space Cowboys was their setup man. Pitched in the 8th inning more often than not in front of closer Wander Suero, 0-1. He's bunted third base side. Guillaume was shifted over. Bare hand pick. He's still going to throw, but that's not in time, and Davidson bunts his way on. Second hit of the night for Davidson. Third time he's been on. And it brings up Colby Thomas. Last season, Contreras, 47 regular season appearances with Sugarland. He went 4-1 with a 1.74 ERA. Had 2 saves. But he had 15 holds last year that led the Pacific Coast League. Davidson on first. Here's Thomas. And Contreras, the hold of the belt and the offer. Up and in, 1 ball and no strikes. Well, same thing for Contreras as it was for a lot of these Space Cowboys hitters and pitchers. Last time that he was at this ballpark was September 28th. Of last season in the AAA National Championship game. 1-0. Fastball lined into center. Corona sprinting on. He's going to have to play it on a hop. So the first 2 men have reached here in this inning on a bunt single and a single to center. So the potential tying run is on now for Carlos Cortez.
Number 14, Carlos Cortez.
Now remember, in the AAA National Championship game last year, Contreras came on and got into a bases-loaded jam, but in talking to him in the locker room after the game was over, said that Omar Narvaez, his catcher that night, came out and told him, hey, look, you're just a little too fast through your arm path. Slow it down and it'll get you back in the zone, and that's exactly what he did. And Contreras, through a scoreless eighth inning, helping the Space Cowboys clinch their first ever AAA National Championship. Right now, he's trying to hold a two-run lead as it's Cortez, the left-handed batter. First offer to him, and Cortez bunts it. Coming on, Guillorme. They're going to go to second for one. No opportunity to get the out at first. So a fielder's choice on the second bunt of the inning by the Aviators.
Nice job, though, by Guillorme
to get the potential tying run at second and keep that potential tying run out of scoring position. Out goes 5-4 as Matthews received it at second base for one out. Mid on the corners now, and Cooper Bowman the batter. Space Cowboys singular tallies in the first, third, and fifth. Aviators singular tallies in the second and third, each team with a crooked number in the seventh. First pitch home to Bowman. Here it comes from Contreras. And a curveball, outer half strike. It's 0-1. Space Cowboys got four in the top of the seventh. Aviators got three in the bottom of the frame. 7-5 Sugarland here in the bottom of the eighth with one out. Men on the edges for Las Vegas. Contreras the 0-1. Big cut and a miss. Fastball outer half at 92. Bowman walked and scored a run an inning ago when the Aviators sent seven men to the plate. Back in the fourth, he struck out, and in the second, he flied to center. Contreras, the 0-2 pitch, popped in the air out of play, foul, right side. And it'll stay at 0-2 now to Bowman. Well, this is the spot that Contreras thrived in last year. And again, in spring training this year, Contreras was so great, pitched his way onto the opening day roster for Houston. The 0-2, low and outside with a fastball. I mean, 9 scoreless appearances in spring training. He gave up just 7 hits in 9 2/3 innings. Of course, Contreras, along with several other relievers, are the guys with options. That's why they will end up here in Sugarland this year. The 1-2 offer and a tap ball foul third base side. So it'll stay at 1-2. Of course, Forrest Whitley and Caleb Ort likely to come off of the IL shortly. Whenever they do, that will force some combination of probably Nick Hernandez, Bennett Sousa, and Logan Van Wy back here to Sugarland as well. And probably all three of those guys will end up back here when Sean Dubin completes his Major League rehab assignment, which should start in the near future. Men on the edges with one out, and the 1-2 from Contreras. Here it comes to the righty, Bowman. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball at the top of the zone. Contreras gets a big strikeout. Now he faces off against Willie MacGyver.
Number 23, Willie MacGyver.
Space Cowboys trying to hold a 7-5 advantage here. As the hold and the delivery, and MacGyver skies this out of play foul for strike number one. MacGyver last season faced off against Contreras 2 times, went 0-for-1, and was hit by a pitch against him when he was with Albuquerque. Runner goes for second, 0-1, driven into center, and that'll touch down. Coming in to score is the runner Davidson from third. Going first to third is Cortez. Willie MacGyver with an RBI single, and it is a one-run game, 7-6 here in the eighth inning. And the lineup flips back over with the potential tying run 90 feet away at third and the potential go-ahead run at first. So the Aviators have scored four unanswered runs to make this a one-run contest again. And with that, Sean Buchanan is going to come out and have a word with Contreras. And the whole infield will come in and join two. Good job by Corona to come in and make a strong throw, and that prevented from Cortez from potentially scoring from first because he was often moving on the pitch from Contreras. So a bunt single by Davidson, a flare single by Thomas, a bunt fielder's choice by Cortez, a strikeout, and now a single has made this a one-run game here in the eighth. Meeting on the mound is over. And now Sean Buchanan is just clarifying with home plate umpire Ty Krause how many mound visits the Space Cowboys have used tonight. So runners on the edges, still two gone, and Alejo Lopez the batter. Contreras readies and fires. First pitch sweeper is down low, it's 1-0. Now, tonight is a little reminiscent of something that happened to Contreras last season as well, whenever he went up and made his major league debut with the Astros and then got optioned to Sugar Land. The set of the 1-0. Right of the knees for a strike, it is 1-1. And coincidentally, it was against Las Vegas. Remember, Contreras, his last appearance in 2024 with the Astros was in Minnesota in early July. The set in the 1-1. Fastball high, it's 2-1. And in that outing, he ended up throwing 42 pitches. Left after he'd given up three runs, and then Josh Hader came on and gave up a grand slam to Carlos Correa that cashed in all three inherited runners. 2-1. Swing and a miss, it is 2-2. But then the next outing for Contreras was against Las Vegas. He uncharacteristically gave up three runs in one inning. And because Sugarland was short on pitching in the aftermath of Hurricane Barrel, he threw 32 pitches in that outing. 2-2, he gets him swinging here. Contreras gives up a run but does not cede the lead. Aviators get one run on two hits, and they strand a couple. And we go to the ninth. It is a one-run game. Space Cowboys 7, Aviators 6 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the ninth inning here in Las Vegas. Space Cowboys holding a 7-6 advantage over the Aviators. Cesar Salazar will lead it off for Sugarland at the top of the order against the right-hander Elvis Alvarado. This is up and in with a fastball. It is 1-0. Defensive changes made by the Aviators here in the ninth inning for defensive purposes. The hold and the offer. And this is hit up the middle. Ranging over is the new shortstop, Daryl Hernandez. He throws low, and it is dug out at first by C.J. Alexander. Into the ball game. The ball finds him, but ultimately the out is recorded. And so one gone and Shea Whitcomb the batter. We will get all the defensive changes here in just a moment for you. As the first offer, and Shea Whitcomb, a high bouncer. Hernandez comes on, picks it cleanly, fires to first in time. Two gone. Much more difficult play that time. Rocket shot from Whitcomb. And now it'll be Luis Guillorme. Alejo Lopez has moved from center field to left field. As the first offer, and Guillorme takes wide for a ball, 1-0. It is complicated tonight by the fact that the Aviators are wearing special jerseys, and essentially nobody's number lines up with their issued number tonight. 1-0. Guillorme fouls it back. It's 1-1. What we do know is that the right-hander Miguel Castro is getting loose for Sugarland out in their pen. Pitch on the way, that is up and in. By the way, Drew Avens had come in and actually had Bunt had hit in place of Bowman, as this is lobbed left side. The new third baseman is Davidson. He makes the catch for out number three. Space Cowboys go in order, so we head to the bottom of the ninth. Sugarland trying to close this one out. One run lead. It is Sugarland 7, Las Vegas 6, on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with green print. Financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
We head on to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Sugarland Space Cowboys leading the Las Vegas Aviators 7-6. And Sugarland will summon the right-hander Miguel Castro to try and finish off this game. For the moment, Joe Hudson having a little bit of an issue with his pitch comm, so he has gone over to the dugout to get a new earpiece, I believe. So he will get that and receive it from over on the third base side. Castro is making his eighth appearance of the season for Sugarland. No record and a 4.05 ERA. 6 2/3 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits. He has walked 2 and struck out 8. So Mickey Story now has come out and he's talking things over with Ty Krause. And I think that what they're going to do is, instead of being assessed some kind of a pitch timer violation, Hudson is going to go out and officially use that mound visit instead of it being a gear violation. So that counts as the 5th mound visit for Sugarland. I think that's what Mickey Story was saying, is he goes, hey, Hudson's going to go out and take a mound visit. We'll do that for the gear. Well, we're all set here. Nick Kurtz leads it off. And he swings and misses at the first pitch from Castro. 96-mile-an-hour sinker to the outer half of the lefty. It's 0-1. So it'll be Kurtz, Hernandez, and Alexander, the 3 scheduled to bat here in this inning. Next offer, and Kurtz fouls it back. Another fastball at 96 from Castro. And it's 0-2. Now, Hernandez came into the ballgame in the top of this ninth inning to replace Brett Harris, who looked like he'd injured himself in the 7th. 0-2. Little outside with a changeup. And it's 1-2. Neither team has an ABS challenge remaining in this game. Now, they have both lost 2 challenges tonight. Castro's 1-2. And Kurtz loses his helmet as he strikes out swinging on a sinker. Came in, and Kurtz strikes out for the 3rd time tonight. These Cowboys have done a really good job of limiting one of the hottest hitters in the minors entering this series. He's 0-4 tonight with a walk and 3 strikeouts. So with one gone, it's Darryl Hernandez who is getting his first at-bat of the night. Pitch on the way, and Hernandez fouls it off for a strike. It is 0-1. Space Cowboys had a 7-2 lead going to the bottom of the 7th inning. But 4 straight walks, 4 in a run, and then a 2-out flare single by Harris drove in 2 more. The 0-1. Hernandez can't check his swing. He goes through the zone on a nasty slider. And it's 0-2 now. And Hernandez is going to take his one allotted timeout. Castro has a save earlier this season for Sugarland. That came back in Durham at the beginning of the month. 0-2, low and out with a slider. Couldn't get him to chase, and it's 1-2. Left-handed batting C.J. Alexander waiting on deck for the Aviators. Space Cowboys leading it 7-6 here in the bottom of the ninth. Castro, the 1-2, rolled foul. Another slider, and Hernandez just stretched out and tugged it down the left field line. Center fielder Corona is shaded slightly towards right. Melton is pretty deep in right field, even for a right-handed batter in Hernandez. The 1-2 again. He is grounded over towards short, wheeling around on it. Picked by Bastidas, lobs to first. Whitcomb with a nice pick on a short hop. And Hernandez is retired for out number 2. Shortstop has relatively good speed. Bastidas, a gold glover in his own right. And how about Whitcomb? Not a natural first baseman, but he put himself in a spot to reach out and field that on a hop, and he caught it cleanly for out number 2. So now it will be Alexander with 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth, and the base is empty. Castro readies and deals. And a fastball sinker at 97 is low, 1-0. Alexander tonight is 0-4. Jacob Melton robbed him of a potential 2-run homer in the 1st. Next offer, slider, misses outside. Castro, the 6'7" right-handed pitcher, operates from slightly towards the first base side as he kicks home. And the 2-0 is in, and Alexander hits the deck as it nearly hits him with a sinker. That's three balls and no strikes. And they're going to peel down a third to see if maybe he went around as he hit the deck, but Alexander managed to drop his bat before he did. That would have been a gift if they could have gotten a swing out of that. But instead, it's 3-0. And Logan Davidson is waiting on deck. Castro readies in the right-hander's 3-0. Outside miss with a sinker, ball four. So the potential tying run is on base now with two outs here for the Aviators. And the potential winning run comes up in the form of Davidson. Davidson hit two home runs last night. He's 2-for-3 this evening. Both of his hits have gone the other way. One of them was a bunt his last time up. The pitch, inner edge, called strike with a sinker. Perfectly placed for Castro. It's 0-1. 7-6, Sugarland leading it as Castro takes a disengagement as he adjusts the pitch comm to make sure that it fits in his ear. Wind continuing to whip out to right field as it has done all night. Castro glove balanced on his left thigh, now brings it up chest high. And the 0-1. And Davidson fouls it off his foot. It is 0-2. He was out in front of a slider. 7-6, Space Cowboys leading it over Las Vegas here at Las Vegas Ballpark in the bottom of the ninth. C.J. Alexander, the runner at first. Logan Davidson, the batter. Miguel Castro for Sugarland is 0-2. Fastball misses wide at 96. And it's 1-2. Infield plays for Davidson, batting from the left side to pull. Matthews is all the way back to the edge of the outfield grass, halfway between first and second. Bastidas one step to the left of second. 1-2. Inside miss with a change. Maybe a little bit down as well. The count evens up at 2-2 now to Davidson. Two-step leadoff at first for Alexander. The 2-2 off the plate. Missed with a changeup. And so it's gone full now to Davidson. That's an incredible take by the now third baseman. Changeup was off the plate, but not by a wide margin. Alexander will get a head start here with two outs in the inning. The 3-2 is in there. Strike three called. Castro punches out Davidson. Ball game. Space Cowboys win it. It turns into a white knuckler tonight, but they top the Las Vegas Aviators. Final score tonight, Sugarland 7, Las Vegas 6. A perfectly placed sinker by Miguel Castro. StatCast had it as a strike. And the Space Cowboys snap their 5-game road losing streak and win their first game here in Las Vegas. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Space Cowboys win it tonight. Postgame show next on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugarland Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugarland, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugarland, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com.
Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark. Space Cowboys get a 7-6 win over the Aviators tonight. Gary Green with you here in Las Vegas. Let's take a look back at tonight's game. We start in the first inning where Cesar Salazar, we talked to him before the game today and asked him, have you ever hit leadoff in your career? And he said, no, I have never hit in the leadoff spot. Well, he's probably going to be back there again tomorrow, because tonight on the third pitch that he saw from the starter Gunnar Hoglund, he drove it out to right center field for a 420-foot leadoff homer. And just like that, the Space Cowboys were ahead 1-0. A.J. Blueball got the start for Sugarland. He gave up a two-out double to Brett Harris that nearly got over the fence. And then C.J. Alexander put one into the jet stream out in right field. But Jacob Melton brought one back for an exceptional play. And the Space Cowboys had a 1-0 lead after one. In the second inning, though, Davidson led off with a double off the left field wall. And with one out, Carlos Cortez singled him home to tie the game up at one. Space Cowboys would reclaim the lead in the third. Kennedy Corona singled through the other way, went first to third on a double by Salazar, his second hit of the night. And then on a strikeout of Luis Guillorme, as Corona was heading down the line, Willie McGuire tried to backpick him over at third base. The throw went into left field. In came Corona, and the Space Cowboys took a 2-1 lead. However, Las Vegas would tie it up again in the bottom of the third inning without the aid of a hit. Alejo Lopez was hit to lead off the inning, advanced to second on a ground out by Nick Kurtz, got to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on an RBI ground out by Brett Harris, and we were level at two. That's where we would stay until the fifth inning, whenever Sugarland got back-to-back doubles by Shea Whitcomb and Luis Guillorme. It put him ahead 3-2. And then A.J. Blueball, in the fifth, issued a one-out walk to Nick Kurtz. Out came manager Mickey Storey. He left in Blueball, and Brett Harris hit a rocket over to third. But give a lot of credit to Luis Guillorme. He made a diving attempt and caught it cleanly, popped up and fired to first, and they doubled up Kurtz. And that is how Blueball's night came to an end. Brandon Walter relieved Blueball in the sixth. He went 1-2-3. And then in the top of the seventh, the Space Cowboys really showed some impressive acumen to score four runs. It started when Kennedy Corona singled with one out and Cesar Salazar walked. So with runners on first and second, it was Shea Whitcomb. He hit a slow roller out in front of the plate. Willie McGuire lost the mask, picked it up, and threw to first, and they got the out of Whitcomb. However, because both McGuire and Ryan Cusick, who was on in relief, converged on the ball, no one was covering home, and so Corona alertly rounded third, didn't stop running, and came in and scored. Aviators didn't even make a throw to the plate, and so Sugarland tagged on another. Then Luis Guillorme got ahead 3-0 in the count. They elected to intentionally walk him, and that brought in Matt Crook to face Jacob Melton. And Crook made his pitch. He got Melton to pop up into right center. However, on a breezy night, outfielders playing a lot deeper than they normally would. The ball ends up falling just out of the range of a diving Colby Thomas. Two-run score. Space Cowboys at that point led it 6-2. They would add on another thanks to an RBI single by Bryce Matthews, his second hit of the night. And that made it a 7-2 ball game. However, in the bottom of the seventh inning, Brandon Walter, who looked brilliant in the sixth, walked each of the first four batters that he saw, including three of them on just four pitches. But to his credit, he got a strikeout of Nick Kurtz. Brett Harris then singled in two runs, but was thrown out after he took too wide of a turn of first base. And so that was the second out in the inning. And then C.J. Alexander went down looking to get out of the inning. In the eighth, Luis Contreras made his first appearance of the season for Sugarland. Logan Davidson bunted his way on. Colby Thomas then flared one into center. And Drew Avens dropped down a bunt that turned into a fielder's choice as Sugarland got the out at second. So mid on the edges with one out, Contreras got a strikeout of Cooper Bowman. But then Willie McIver singled in a run to make it a one-run game. However, Contreras bounced back and struck out Alejo Lopez. And then in the ninth, Luis Castro, a two-out walk to C.J. Alexander, but he put a 96-mile-an-hour sinker on the inner catch on a full-count pitch to Logan Davidson and got a strikeout to end the ball game. Space Cowboys snap their five-game road losing streak as they get a 7-6 win tonight over the Aviators. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of Minor League Baseball. And we'll get you all set for tomorrow. Plus, we will name our player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry. All of that as the postgame show wraps up next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark. Space Cowboys end up getting a 7-6 win tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. You took a detailed look at the Astros-affiliated scoreboard earlier. A quick look back for you. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers fall to Fredericksburg tonight by a final score of 4-3. Meanwhile, at High A, the Asheville Tourists throw their second consecutive shutout as they blank Rome 5-0. Walker Yannick, first-round pick by the Astros last year out of Sam Houston State, goes 3-for-5 with an RBI and also steals three bases. Bad news in Midland. Corpus Christi Hooks fall to the Midland Rockhounds 8-2. Meanwhile, in the Pacific Coast League, everything has gone final because we're out here on the West Coast. Back more towards the Central time zone, the Tacoma Rainiers get a 5-4 win over the Oklahoma City Comets today. Tyler Locklear singles in a run in the top of the ninth inning that breaks a 4-4 deadlock after Cody Hosey had hit a game-tying homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. So back-and-forth affair, but the Rainiers get a 5-4 win over the Comets. Everything else, Mountain Time or Pacific Time. Albuquerque 11-8 winners today over the El Paso Chihuahuas. Meanwhile, the Round Rock Express get back to 500 as they get a 7-2 win over the Reno Aces tonight at Greater Nevada Field. Dane Dunning, who is on a minor league deal right now with the Rangers, ends up getting the win. He goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up two runs without walking a batter, and strikes out five. And in Sacramento, the Salt Lake Bees 5-1 winners over the Sacramento River Cats tonight. How about former Astros farmhand Chad Stevens hit his first homer of the year? Also had an RBI single to drive in a run as well, and Zach Humphries doubled in a few. Carter Kieboom, former Nationals farmhand, who if you ever spent time at spring training with the Astros, you certainly saw. He is now a member of the Salt Lake Bees. He's currently leading the BCL in batting average. He goes 2-for-4 tonight. He's now hitting .375 for the season. For the Bees, they get a 5-1 win tonight over Sacramento. Astros were off this evening as they traveled back from a three-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals. Next up for them tomorrow night at Daikin Park as they start a three-game series against the San Diego Padres. The right-hander Ryan Gusto is going to get his second major league start, his first start at home, as he will face off against the red-hot Padres. Let's go ahead and name tonight's player of the game. It's presented to you by Top Fan Rivalry. There are a lot of different players that you can pick from tonight, but we will go with Cesar Salazar, leadoff man who hits the first leadoff home run of the season for the Space Cowboys. He goes 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, an RBI, two runs scored, and a walk. He reached three of his five times up tonight and helped the Space Cowboys get the victory. Cesar Salazar is your player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry. All right, final numbers from tonight's contest. For Las Vegas, 6 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error and left 8 men on base. For Sugarland, 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They leave 5 men on base. Winning pitcher tonight is A.J. Blueball. He improves to 2-1. The loss tonight goes to Gunnar Hoglund. He drops to 0-2. Hold tonight for Brandon Walter, his first of the year. Luis Contreras gets his first hold of the year. And Miguel Castro collects his second save. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 7,567 on what started off as a 69-degree, partly cloudy night here in Vegas. With the win, Sugarland is now 8-10 on the year. With the loss, Las Vegas is now 12-6 in the early goings of the PCL campaign. Next up, we are even later tomorrow night. It is going to be a 9:05 Central Time first pitch here in Las Vegas. Space Cowboys are set to throw the right-hander Tyler Ivey 0-1 with a 1.35 ERA. Meanwhile, Las Vegas is scheduled to counter with the left-hander Jacob Lopez 2-0 with a 2.45 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 9:05 Central tomorrow night. That's 7:05 here in the Pacific time zone. We're on the air for you just before first pitch at around 9 o'clock tomorrow night from here in Vegas. Well, a big thanks to everyone who made tonight's broadcast possible, but the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Thursday evening. Whether you're with us for an out and inning or the entirety of this one, we're so thrilled that you made Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for our entire broadcast crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Your final score, the Sugarland Space Cowboys 7, the Las Vegas Aviators 6. Back at it again tomorrow night at 9:05 p.m. Central Time. Until then, good night from fabulous Las Vegas.